holes.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's another lawsuit picking up on what Ian of Madison said. It was a good point. We should start suing for damages, at least, for these threats and these lies about people committing criminal offenses on the elections board, which is false and known by the Republicans to be false. Michael Cohen, remember him? He was Trump's lawyer, went to prison, now is testifying against Trump in front of Congress and also in front of a grand jury in Manhattan. He has sued Trump, and he has sued Crooked William Barr, the attorney general, for $20 million. Now, $20 million is a lot of money. He sues Trump, he sues Barr for $20 million. And what he's alleging, and it is true, he has a true lawsuit. He said he was thrown back in prison to silence him. It was in retaliation for his public comments. So let's unpack that. What is he talking about? What happened? In April of 2020, Michael Cohen was released from prison and put on home confinement. You know, they put a bracelet on him to make sure he doesn't run away, not going to run away. He sits there. You know, it ain't great, but it's a lot better than prison. It's a lot better than prison. You don't have some very questionable characters walking by you on the gangplank. Home confinement. You know, at least he can have his meals at home. Can't go outside. But that would be great. And for 3 months, he did that. And he didn't have much more of his sentence to serve anyway. But then he started to go on social media, on Twitter. And he would just lay it on the line about Trump, saying that Trump was a criminal. Trump had told him to do this. Trump had told them that. Some of it was true. Some of it was false. And, you know, Trump had this relationship with the porn star Stormy Daniels, paid her off. And the only guy that went to jail over it was Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen, I don't even know if he ever met Stormy Daniels. And he goes to jail over Stormy Daniels, and Trump doesn't. Okay. Anyway, this goes on for 3 months. And the government then sent him a notice and said, you are prohibited from being on social media while you're at home confinement. Now, that is a questionable order. It's ambiguous. So he asked for a meeting. He goes downtown. I don't think he brought his lawyer with him, which may have been a mistake, but he goes downtown and he meets with them. And he said, this is all he said. He was not resistive. He said, I would like clarification of that. You know, what social media can I email my family? What social media can I go on and what I can't? And I'd like to discuss with you the possibility that if I think it's a little overbroad, that it could perhaps be revised. That's quote, end quote. That's what he said. They said, wait right here. They go in another room and they talk for 90 minutes and they come out with a couple of gorillas. They throw the cuffs on him and throw him back in prison. And they put him in solitary confinement for 16 days. They put him in solitary confinement for 16 days. He has his lawyer bring a suit. And a month later, a judge released him, chewed out Trump and Barr. You know, Barr is the attorney general, is also in charge of the prison system. Chews them out, says that was a violation of his First Amendment rights, and sent him back to home confinement. But for a month, he was in prison, and for 16 days of it, actually 16 days in solitary, and then a month later, that's a month and a half, he's in prison for criticizing Donald Trump. And the judge said, prisoners have First Amendment rights. In an extreme case, we can talk about if they're inciting something, stopping that, and there are ways to do that. But you don't bring a guy, you don't throw a guy in solitary confinement just because he asked for clarification and possible revision. That's what they do in Belarus. With Alexander Navalny in Russia, they did that. They threw him in jail, opposition leader to Putin. Putin also murdered several of his opposition leaders in Belarus. The guy hijacked a plane from Athens to Latvia. It was about to land in the Latvian airport. Their jets intercepted it, made the guy go to Minsk in Belarus, and then tortured him. And his girlfriend, too, was on the plane, tortured her, too. That's a little on down the pike. Here they start out by sending you in solitary confinement for 16 days for simply asking to understand the order, clarification of it. And I'll tell you this, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but when Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide in jail and hung himself, he was supposed to be on suicide watch. Barr controlled the prisons, and before that, his predecessor controlled the prisons, the Republican. And on suicide watch, you're supposed to be under constant surveillance, and you're supposed to be in a cell with someone else, another prisoner. And that prisoner is supposed to start shouting if you try to kill yourself. Instead, he was put in a cell by himself, and the camera was moved away, and the jailers said they didn't notice, and he killed himself. He had been photographed with Donald Trump, and Donald Trump was at some kind of a gala where Epstein was in the audience. You may not remember this. And he quipped, he joked, and he said, "There's Jeffrey Epstein. I understand he likes his girls kind of young. I understand he likes his girls kind of young." He did not want Jeffrey Epstein to testify. And even though he was on suicide watch, according to the psychiatrist demanded it, they didn't observe the suicide watch. And here they bring Michael Cohen in, and Michael Cohen is simply telling the truth. "I'm the guy that goes to prison for Stormy Daniels, and I never met her. And Trump is the guy that had the affair and paid it off himself in the middle of a campaign, committed some other criminal acts involved in it. How bad is that?" That's what he said. Solitary confinement. Bad news, very, very disturbing news, but that lawsuit is a good thing, and I hope he gets $20 million at a bar, and Trump squeezes him good. Well, it has come out now that Jim Jordan is the Republican congressman who sent Mark Meadows a message on January 5th, the day before the insurrection, planning out what was going to occur in the insurrection. January 5th, the day before, saying, "Here's what's going to happen. Pence will eliminate votes he thinks are problematic from 6 states. He will not eliminate them from the other 44 states, but he'll eliminate them from Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, and tell their legislatures to seat Trump electors. And that'll be technically legal, and Trump will stay in power. It'll go to the courts. Then we all hope breaking loose, and Trump just won't leave the White House. And there's going to be a rally." Jim Jordan was the guy that Kevin McCarthy tried to put to nominate on the insurrection committee. Fortunately, Nancy Pelosi said no. It would have destroyed the integrity of the committee. That just out, Jim Jordan did that. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Return to sender.